Social media posts from dozens of Phoenix police officers were included in a database from the Plainview Project that aimed to catalog racism and bigotry among law enforcement nationwide. Now the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association is offering area officers a service to scrub their information from the internet. Association President Britt London recently announced the plan in a video and joins us now to talk about the approach. Britt, we're hearing that term, scrubbing. What does that mean to you, and why are you offering this service to officers?
It has everything to do with privacy, from some of the harassment that our officers and their families are getting now. But it certainly does not mean that it is a service to scrub any kind of post from a social media platform. That just can't be done. And if you want to do that, you can do that yourself. You can erase that, but you certainly can't erase anything that you've posted and that someone else has begun to comment on or has saved or has taken a screenshot. So, yeah, that's not what it's for. It's just another level of privacy and security for our officers and their families. It's very similar to having public record redacted, which a lot of officers do. And, you know, believe it or not, there are some people out there that do not like police officers, and they may want to show up at their home, their kids' school, church, something like that. So
this is sort of eliminating the option of giving them even more background information on an officer's family life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's all it is.
The timing of it makes people think about the information that was in various social media posts. Did it come about in any way because there was increased hostility because of those posts?
Well, no, it was actually, well, and to be fair, I guess it's because of everything that is going on, that, you know, the rhetoric and the narrative surrounding the Phoenix Police Department now. But no, what really made this happen for us was that we started getting some information that our members were going to be doxxed. And so I had to find out what doxxing meant. But that's when a person or a group will go to your website. Well, the first thing they could do is just Google your name and see what pops up. But then they could go to, if you have a personal website, if you have a Facebook, whatever, and obtain information about you. So what happened for us was that an officer's information was broadcast to the world on the internet. Well, it was the wrong officer. They were looking for, and they, which I don't know who the group was or the person, but looking for a particular officer, looked them up by their last name, well, had the wrong officer. But they went ahead and put that information out as it was correct. And thank goodness nothing happened. Nothing bad occurred from that. But that's when we started looking into it. And, you know, we're a bunch of old guys up here at the police office. So we had to kind of step into the 21st century with protecting ourselves and our families from this sort of harassment. And, you know, for years we've been able to redact our public record. You know, a county judge will sign an order and our information, it shows that we do have information, say at the county recorder's office or at MVD, but it's not easily accessible. Yeah, in no way were we trying to scrub any social media posts. I mean, that would be illegal. We have an investigation going on, so we don't do that.
Are there emotions that come about? Are there feelings that, hey, we have a job to do, but there are these people that are harassing us? How does it make it that much more difficult to do the job, frankly?
Sure. I would say that it does. And, you know, forever, police have had to endure, I guess, a certain reputation amongst certain members of our community. You know, the people that we arrest, that commit crimes, that get caught, they're never going to have anything good to say about us. Usually they're not, and their families won't either. So it makes it more difficult. But on the other hand, we have a lot of support, especially here in Phoenix. The members of our community are very supportive, and that's the majority. I don't care what the narrative is out there right now. We have always held our people accountable. We do protect our members. We ensure that they are treated fairly, but we also know that we have rules and we have to be held accountable. Discipline is huge in any sort of organization. You must have it. It is a must have.
when perception becomes reality, is there a possibility that people will think, okay, the timing of this is such because they do have something to hide, as opposed to just hiding your officer's information? Does perception possibly create a tougher position to be in, at least in the short term?
It probably does. I mean, you know, if I can remember back to college and, you know, stoicism, you know, life is an opinion. So that may play a huge part. And, you know, timing is everything, I guess, but yeah, that's not the reality of it. And, you know, once the investigation is complete, regarding the Facebook posts, it'll be public and people will know about it. And the same with, the Ames Harper case. Once the investigation is finished, it will be public. People will know about it. And maybe just then people would have more of an education to make some of these statements and try to paint not just the Phoenix Police Department, but law enforcement in general with this broad brush of racism, excessive force, and wrongdoing.
Britt London is president of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association.